Why is everyone so scared about me experimenting with drugs? I see so many very successful people whose only problem with using drugs seems to be they get in trouble with the law.
Because the people who are talking about it most have no experience.
Why don't schools teach more about ideas than just about memorization of facts?
Because their commission is to find some way of evaluating you. And the only way they can evaluate you is by having a standard of hoops for you to jump through. So if their evaluation is important to you, you have to play by their rules. Not different from if you want to play football, you have to play by their rules. In other words, you can get the ball and you can run out in the field and you can have a very good time. But if you're going to play the football game, you have to get into their arena and play by their rules and by their measurement.
It's sure hard for me to not get myself in this. Okay, this really stirs up a lot of thoughts, you know. I don't know if anybody else here is having anything to think about during all this, but this is exciting. Anyway, this one writes, he said, many kids cheat in class. I'd like to get better grades too, but isn't cheating wrong?
They are looking for the fastest way to get to the result that they are reaching for. It is wrong for anyone that feels bad when they are doing it. In other words, it depends upon what your criteria is. If you've gone to the classroom to gain knowledge, then the test should not be important to you as long as you've gained the knowledge. But if you go to the classroom to get the result on the test, then a whole different set of criteria come forward for you.
I have to throw myself in here.
And children learn by example. In other words,
go ahead.
They find others who are doing that which they know is unfair. In other words, they feel that the means are justified by the end, so they mimic it.
Could you give us some ideas of what you see from your perspective? What could be done to improve our schools?
Open the doors, let everyone out that wants out, and let everyone in that wants in. So that it is a free society where only those who want to be there, student and teacher, are present. Where individual desire is answered. Where you are no longer force-fed answers that you are not asking about. Where law of attraction, which is the most powerful law and only law in the universe worth talking about, is encouraged. In other words, when you answer a question that has not been asked, it is a waste of everyone's time. When you set up an environment where questions are fostered and then answers are allowed to those questions, it is life-giving. But then that's the way your life is. You really don't need structure for that.
Thank you.